Chapter 10, Section 3.1, Climatic Pattern, Evolution of a Communication Mechanism can increase the speed of evolution overall. In Figure 117 above, I discussed the confusion of speed and how we often mix concepts about the underlying rate of change with the circumstantial overlapping of multiple points of industrialization. Does this, however, mean the underlying rate of change is constant? The answer is no. There is another pattern here which deals with communication mechanisms. On the 1st of May, 1840, a revolution in industry was started by the introduction of the penny black. This simple postage stamp caused a dramatic explosion in communication from 76 million letters sent in 1839 to 350 million by 1850. It wasn't a case that postal services didn't exist before, but the penny black turned the act of posting a letter into a more standard, well-defined and ultimately ubiquitous activity. The introduction caused a spate of copycat services throughout the world, with the US introducing their first stamps in 1847. The 125 million pieces of post sent through their system in that year mushroomed to 4 billion by 1890. From stamps to street letterboxes, 1858, to the Pony Express, railway deliveries, 1862, money order and even international money orders by 1869. The humble stamp changed communication forever. But it wasn't alone. Telegraph lines which later enabled the telephone which later enabled the internet have all led to corresponding explosions of communication. In all cases it wasn't the invention of the system, the first stamp for example being created by William Dockery in 1680, but instead the system becoming more standard, well-defined and more of a commodity which created the explosion. Each time we've experienced one of these communication changes, we've also experienced significant industrial change. The growth in postal services and telegraph lines coincides with the railway and steam engine era, where diffusion of new machine concepts became rampant. Of course, the origin of industrial steam engines started in the earlier First Industrial Revolution, which itself arguably started with Maudslay's screw-cutting lathe and the introduction of interchangeable mechanical components. By providing mechanical components as more of a commodity, we saw a growth in new machine industries and new manufacturing processes. From the Plymouth system for manufacturing, which later became the armory system in the US, an entirely new method of manufacturing was started by the humble nut and bolt. Whilst this might appear to be nothing more than the peace, war and wonder cycle in action, there is something quite unique here. When we examine how things have evolved over time, then nuts and bolts took over 2,000 years to industrialize, electricity took 1,400 years, the telephone merely 60 to 80 years and computing some 60 to 70 years. What has changed during that time is industrialization of communication mechanisms. As we move up the value chain, see figure 126, then the speed at which things evolve across the landscape is impacted by industrialization of communication mechanisms. The printing press, the postage stage, the telephone and the internet did more than just industrialize a discrete components in a value chain, they accelerated the evolution of all components. See figure 126, the speed of evolution. For more details. Do not, however, confuse this with how innovative we are as a species. Rather realize that the speed at which something evolves has accelerated. My best guess is the speed of change today now corresponds to about 20 to 30 years on average from Genesis to the point of industrialization, and then around 10 to 15 years for the war to work through the system and the change to become the dominant form. The jury is out at the moment, i.e., I'm collecting more data, as to whether it really is that fast and not all industrial ecosystems work at the same speed. Obviously, as per figure 117, the confusion of speed, then during your lifetime it is likely you will experience multiple overlapping waves or points of industrialization. However, an increase in the underlying speed means we should experience more of these, and life going forward will probably feel a lot more disruptive.